It's beautiful.
It's voice warm-up exercises.
Normally people do like the red leather, yellow leather.
Right? Well, I'm not most people, Josh.
Yeah, or the, what's the other one?
How Now Brown Cows.
It has cows in it.
New York.
That's right. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Taking this over again. Welcome back to the Relentless Fitness Podcast. Chris Raby and
Josh Hausman.
Josh, had a blast last week, putting you on the spot, grilling you, yeah, interviewing you, hearing about your past, hearing about how you got into gymnastics growing up, how you got into fitness, how you fucking fly helicopters, going to school, moving to St. Louis,
yep,
starting a club fitness, starting DNA in a garage, then getting spaced and coming over to Fit City. That's kind of where we left off. So I want to just keep the train right on rolling. If folks missed part one of me interviewing Josh, I recommend that you go back right now and listen to part one. Of course, subscribe, review, leave us comments, but go back and listen to part one because I think that you'll get a really good perspective on Josh and his background and some of the things that drive him to come to St. Louis. So I want to talk to you kind of where we left off, Josh, about when things maybe hit a fork in the road for you and the guy you had been working with, and you come over to Fit City and you bring Relentless Fitness over to Fit City. So let's just begin. At that point, you've been in St. Louis for how long? And just kind of walk us through the decision and what it took to come over here and agree to start working with these guys and what that initial experience is like.
Yeah, it was, I've been here probably about 5 years. I'd say about 5 years whenever the move happened to Fit City instead of DNA. So DNA was a part of Fit City at the very beginning, and I was a big part in that, and I was here often. And that's kind of what led to that split was I needed another me to be able to do everything. And
which that can be hard to find.
Yeah.
Hard to come by.
It's very, very, very difficult task to be in two places at one time. And I was still training and then running stuff at DNA as well as trying to build this business here. So I made the decision to move out of that location, sell to my business partner and one of the trainers, and move over to Fit City fully to give it my full attention. And that's what it needed to really help it grow. And it grew very quickly after that. But, you know, it's like anything. You can't become a great musician if you only do it every once in a while, or, you know, you can't learn to play guitar if you only play it 1 hour a day or whatever. You can't expect it to happen quickly, and we needed things to happen quickly because, you know, the quicker the better whenever it comes to business. If you can become steady as quickly as possible, the more likely that you'll succeed in the future. So we need to build that good foundation. And at the beginning, it was pretty rough, pretty rocky. But after this year, whenever I moved over here in February, beginning of March, things really settled down and started on a good path.
So, you're talking this past year.
Yeah, this past year. So, you know, not even 9 months ago.
Basically, when I started to come in was like January, February.
Yep. So
and
right then is whenever everything was transitioning for me.
So what are the benefits of doing your own thing? Obviously, you've done it now at DNA and here at Fit City, as opposed to kind of the umbrella and the model at corporate and chain gyms.
Yeah.
And you talked about that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits of it? But then initially, what are the challenges?
There's a bajillion challenges. But the benefits are, like, you have full control over what's going on. It is your baby. You can make it whatever you want. You don't have to abide by their core values. You create your own core values. And we talked about that last time, like my values and how it really means something to me. And the whole reason I left was because I didn't agree with where they were going. I didn't agree with what seemed, from my view, a very money-hungry place, to where it was less about results and helping, and it was more about filling people's pockets. And not to like talk down on those companies, and the trainers there are great. You know, it's just, it's a business, and sometimes business gets too much in the forefront of what's going on. And I didn't want that. I didn't want business to be more important than the people that were coming to my business. So that's something that I really focus on, is making sure that clients are very well taken care of, that it's all about service first. It's not about the money. It's about getting you results and giving you the best experience possible and helping you as much as possible, because in the end, that will take care of me. If I take care of you, in the end, it'll take care of me, and I'm okay with that. I'm a personal trainer. I've always been a coach and a trainer and doing it to help people, and that's why I'm in it, and that's kind of how I built my business, was that mindset of helping people first and then growing from that. And it makes it very difficult to start. That's one of the challenges, is because whenever your mindset is to help instead of make money, you build lifelong clients, but you don't fill your pockets up. Yeah. And it makes it hard to pay the bills. But once you get your feet under you, it's not nearly as bad. But going from Club Fitness out to my own, you end up with issues with clients that follow you. You end up with issues trying to find a place to do your training. You end up with issues trying to afford equipment, getting loans for the first time, not knowing how to run or build a business and all the aspects that go into it, and just kind of teaching. I had to teach myself as I went, had to figure it out. I had to read books and listen to podcasts and reach out to people that were in the business world and get help, as far as like, okay, well, you need to make sure you have these, and you need to do this, and you got to do this first, and you got to talk to these people, and you got to do this with you know, the city and the state, and make sure that all your bases are covered, you know. But that was definitely the hardest part, is figuring out the business side. The training wasn't bad, because I'd been doing it so long. I knew what I want. I knew what I expected of myself. But my biggest challenges now that I face are sales is always a big one. Trainers are usually a trainer and not salesmen. And that's always how I've been too. I believe that if I provide a good enough service and do everything that I can, that things should kind of sell themselves. And that's how my trainers look at things. We're not pushy at all. We don't force it on people. We're not like, you know, you have to do this and you're going to do this and I'm going to overcome all your obstacles and just beat you to death on this sale and make you buy stuff. And that's one of the biggest obstacles, because a lot of places will do that, and a lot of places will get clients to do that. And I don't believe in that. I want people to purchase training because they believe in it. They're ready for it. They're ready to make a change. And that leads to a lot happier, healthier relationship. So getting that mindset into the training world is difficult. That's something that's kind of a little bit outside of the norm.
With that being said, how have you gone about finding people and finding trainers to not just hire and work for you, but work with you and be as invested in trying to build something here, whether their goals are, you know, like, I think we talked to Dalton about his goals were to go on and maybe have his own business at some point. How do you help them be a part of something bigger, and not just from the hiring standpoint, but do you feel a responsibility to bring people on that want something more, like you did at one point?
Yeah, no, I do, for sure. It's very difficult to find the right trainers, and it takes a lot of looking and a lot of applications and a lot of interviews, and we do multiple interviews and we make sure that everything kind of fits, and we want our community of trainers to be the right community, and we want everyone to mesh well and have good culture. That's really important to us. If we have a good, happy, healthy team, it leads to better results out there for our clients because we're all willing to help each other out. And I like to look for people who have aspirations to do more. I like to have people that are business-minded because that's what it takes. I hire contractors, contracted trainers, to help me provide this service to the clients here at the gym. And the more business-minded, the more business-motivated they are, the better. It helps them to market themselves, and it helps them to understand the struggles and what we're going through. And I always try and be just as transparent as possible with where we are at and what's going on in the company, and explain, you know, if they ask, I will explain how to do stuff and how to market and how to use Facebook effectively, and you know, the struggles that you reach, or how to talk to people in the courthouse to get documentation for LLCs, or what it's like to own a building and facilitate the building and run the facility and stuff like that. So I'm very into that. I like the idea of mentoring because I never really got that from anyone. I got basic stuff, but I never really had someone that I could go to and be like, hey, what do I do about this? What do you think about this? It was always just, I would think of the issue or come into an issue, and then I try and find the answer through a book or a podcast or the internet or whatever. So I like being that resource, and it's something that I enjoy. I think that's part of my entrepreneur mind, is I've enjoyed the process, and I enjoy helping other people through the process of just business in general. I guess it goes back to me with coaching, you know, just, it's a different style. It's not physical fitness. It's more of a business coaching. But it's just something that I enjoy.
So how do you find people?
A lot of time it's referrals. So one of our guys, Sam, was referring a lot of the students from the college, Missouri Baptist students. So we've had some of those guys. We've had people from Lindenwood. We've had multiple inquiries, just people reaching out to us that have heard about the gym or heard about Relentless. And then we also kind of look on like Indeed and Facebook. Those are big ones too. And the biggest thing with us is we want to get an initial feel. Like, our first interview is so informal. It's just kind of hanging out and talking, so I can get a feel. If I get a feel for someone that they care about people and that they care and they're genuine, then I'm all about it. If I get a feel that someone's just blowing smoke up my ass and they're just kind of like there to make money and they don't really give a fuck about the culture or anyone
else. How often
else,
do you get that?
About 50-50 probably. Yeah, so. And it leads,
it's probably
to
not that bad though.
No, it's not terrible. It leads to a lot of interviews, but you know, that's what it takes. It takes, with us, we don't have, like, I try and develop the trainers as much as I can, and it takes a while, and it takes a long time to build a client base, and it takes a long time to get developed. So I usually reach out to people who have good experience, and that I don't have to spend as much time to, like, doing the basics, and they've gotten their feet wet before. But, you know, if someone's got a great personality, I'll take on a new guy too.
Well, I imagine it's important to have that instinct, so you know the personality and type of person you're getting. But are you better at having that spidey sense now as opposed to years ago?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think changed in you, and what have you learned about that process? Because at some point, maybe you need to get burned a couple of times. Maybe you need to go through some bad experiences. You need to go through some good experiences. But they're all kind of in the pot mixed up to help you figure out what you want in someone now, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about time. You know, it's kind of like getting bigger muscles. Time under tension.
Don't have to tell me.
That's right. Jacked. It just, you got to do it over and over and over, and then you see the outcomes, and you know, some are great, some are okay, some are terrible. And you see what happens with that, and you do it over and over and over and over. And then you start learning trends. And then, sometimes, you know, people are really good bullshitters, and they can bullshit you like crazy, but how long can they hold that out? And usually I can pick it out fairly quick. But the good thing is it can usually weed itself out on its own. I like to keep things positive. I believe in positivity is huge. It's a very important part of life. You get one life, why spend it being negative and ineffective? If you're positive, you're a lot more productive, you're a lot more effective, and then it breeds positivity. So whatever you are, if you're positive, it's gonna breed positivity. If you're negative, it's gonna breed negativity. I want positive people around me and pushing positivity onto everyone else. So,
and it can be hard to be positive at 5 o'clock in the morning or the middle of the winter hard. Or, you know, you don't feel like working out. And even today we were both kind of like, but then we start kind of laughing and joking around and telling stories about crazy families at Thanksgiving. And then we've gotten through a workout. Then we're fucking with Jack and then we've gotten through a workout.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and you know, it's that positivity. We're down and we force ourselves to do the hard thing that we didn't want to do. We're in the middle of the workout. Ethan's telling me, put yourself in a happy place. Go to a happy place, like something like that. And he's not even like working out with us. He's just over like a little bit down from us. And he saw me struggling and just yells that at me. So, you know, it's cool to have that kind of support and that kind of a team. That's very important. That's what I look for. Like, that's huge. What does Gary say? He says something like work outperforms talent like every day of the week kind of a thing. So you can outwork talent. I don't have to have the absolute 100% best trainer as far as like technical by the book, knows every single sciencey thing in the world, but they can be the best trainer if they're a quality trainer and then they're quality at executing it and then they're quality at their with their personality. And you know, with personal training, it's half of it is like therapy, you know, it's helping people not only get physically where they want to be, but it's helping people mentally get into a better place and be happy and learn how to handle struggles and how to succeed in life, whether it's a little success or a big success. So I think that those things, people working hard at providing a good service and working hard at giving you their time and giving you their attention and helping you become a better person is way more valuable than a talking textbook out there, you know. So sometimes you'll see those talking textbooks, but they're missing the personality side and they can't get anyone to train with them because it's like you're only half of the story there. It's only half about fitness and half about health. The other half's about the mental state. So I always tell people it's mind, body, spirit kind of a thing, and not trying to be like super out there with it. Just it all kind of connects. If you can hit all those boxes, you know, it's a lot better than just checking one real, real good. So
how would you describe where you are right now and where Relentless is right now compared to back in February? Because in 6 weeks, it's going to be 2018.
Yeah. Holy crap, man. I can't believe that. We're okay. I mean, we came in hot at the very beginning of the year. We came in, you know, swinging hard. And things were going really well, and we hit a couple speed bumps. But I think we've kind of weathered the storm, and we're back on the up and up. And it's, like I said, I don't know, whatever, 9 months or something like that. And it's been a lot going on in those 9 months. But
it's been.
So I think we're doing good. And in terms of business life, 9 months is like nothing at all. Even the length of time that I've had Relentless Fitness over the last 5-6 years, like that's been nothing at all in business life. So we're still super baby, but here we're like beyond super baby. So to be performing as well as we are and building the team that we're building, I'm very pleased with it. I just know that patience, Gary always says this, aggressive patience. And that's something that I've had to learn in business. I'm not usually a very patient person, and holy crap, I've learned to be patient through business. It's a different world here than it is at a private studio like I had. The people coming in are different. This gym is different than any gym in St. Louis. I mean, the people coming in here are different from a private studio, but they're much different than any other gym, period. So it's adding different hurdles and things that I had to figure out to overcome those obstacles. And now that we're figuring them out, I think things are just climbing with the great team that we have.
So where do you think that you'll be in 6 months from now? Is it just having growth within your team and helping them to figure out their best way to attract clients and build their own client base? Is it specific number goals? Is it just getting more people in to try the gym? I know that you were offering a trial for people to come in, and shit will get, I'm sure, pretty crazy over the next couple of months, especially since you were just getting your feet on the ground last year in February. Are you thinking at all about what it's going to be like the first couple weeks of January and New Year's resolutions and all that?
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. The population at this gym, everyone's really regular. So we don't have the highest membership like count, but everyone is so regular. It's like a packed gym, packed house. So I'm excited to see what this New Year's resolution season brings. And I hope lots of like huge changes come from it. And I hope that people that are looking for a gym come in and they see the community and how like devoted they are. We see people, the same people every single day.
Yeah. And I hope that they do at the same time, depending on when I'm here.
Yeah. And I hope that people see that and it changes their mindset on fitness. Cause everyone has this idea of, oh, it's New Year's resolution season. And you know, people are going to be here for a few weeks and then they're never coming back. And that's kind of what those club gyms want, because it's easier on their equipment and they can put more people in there. But we are the opposite. We want to fill the house and we want people changing lives. And I hope that's what happens. And I imagine it will to some extent. This Fit City's not even 2 years old yet. So I think that get a few years under our belt and that'll really start happening. But like you're saying, in the next 6 months, I want to see trainers filling up their schedules. I want to see before and after pictures that are incredible. And I want to blast those out and give people props all over our social media and our website. And I want to see major changes that people recognize in the fitness industry here, within a gym and with us as a personal training staff. I've got some things in mind and some changes that I want to make to help us become better trainers and provide the most service possible. Which in the end, like I said, the more people that we can get to, the more people we can help, the more people that we can give ourselves and our time and our service to, the more it'll come back to us in the end. So that's kind of an afterthought, but a bonus. You know, I do have monetary goals, and that's always an issue is the money side, but I always want to, there's no money if there's no clients.
Yeah.
So I want to put my clients first. So that's kind of where my mindset's at, is get these trainers really kicking ass with clients and changing lives and getting clients willing to come in and make the commitment and stick to it and make the lifestyle changes and see the changes happen. That's what I'm looking forward to over the next 6 months.
I know that we keep saying it, but like, you just got to get in here. And like, especially with your trainers and the group you have now, and you know, I've gotten to know some of them and I see the work that they're doing. I see you guys having, you know, chats and meetings and just the excitement and the passion. And, you know, even like we joke about Jack, but even like the passion that he has for this place and just the personal relationships that you guys have. I'm amazed at how many names of people everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, how rare is that, man? And it's a cool thing. It helps to take the edge off a little bit if this is something you've never done before.
Exactly. That's something that because me and Jack are the two people that have been here since day one. And that's something that we always wanted to focus on, was building the community. And that's something that I learned from the studio that I had, was community is huge. And it makes that fitness family, and it's real. It's not just a fucking hashtag post, fitness family, fit fam. It's legit and it's real, and people will talk to each other, and you build friendships and relationships that, you know, keep you accountable, help you change your life and last the rest of your life. And you can't put a price on that. And it starts with us. If we can talk to you, maybe you come in and you're pissed off and hating your life or hating the day, or it's a Monday or whatever. And we're like, hey, how's it going? How you doing today? And like smiling and happy. Maybe that's just one thing to kind of give you a spark. Maybe you ignore us and you don't even care and you walk by, but that sticks in your head and kind of makes you smile and say hi to someone else. Great. But throwing that little bit of positivity at people in the morning or as they come or as they go, like, doesn't hurt anybody. So that's something that we always wanted to do, is focus on building community, talk to people, get to know people in a real way, not just in a, what can I do to get this person's trust so I can take from them? Not in a greedy way, but in a real, caring, true, true way.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how business should go, man. That's
crazy,
that's what,
man,
I believe in, is more businesses need to start giving a fuck. So that's kind of why I'm here. That's what I want to do. I want to change the game in fitness. That's on our website. That's what I always say is, I want to change the game in fitness by providing so much service that you think that you're ripping me off.
Well, it's been fun to hear the story. And I know that, again, you're still eager to get folks in, whether they've tried another gym or they have or haven't tried personal training, or maybe they have not done any of the above. You're hoping to get them in here soon.
Yeah.
I'm hoping people come in here soon.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast. Come hang out.
And I definitely recommend getting in before New Year's resolution season. Things are going to get kind of hectic. The sooner you can get in, the better. Come talk to one of us. We can get you set up with 2 personal training sessions for free. We can do whatever in those sessions. And if you don't train, that's fine. At least we get to show you how to not hurt yourself, or how to use equipment, or even turn on a treadmill, or how to stretch properly. I mean, I've had people come in and do the 2 initials, and I show them they have a pain, and I show them how to foam roll or how to stretch, and it fixes that pain. And they come back to me months later like, dude, like, I haven't hurt since that. Like, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm just like, sweet. There's a guy that we've talked about in the podcast previously, but was talking about how he had back pain and he was scheduled for surgery. We gave him stretching twice, and he's like, dude, I canceled all my surgery and all that stuff. I don't have to have back surgery because I stretched. And they were going to cut them open and do surgery. So, that kind of stuff's awesome. So come talk to us. Everyone's super nice. Everyone believes in the same thing. Service first. We're not pushy. We're here to help. Let us help. Also, for people that are looking to start training, we did a sale with S2. So Supplement Superstores, we did this sale where if you did 3 months or more of training, we got you a supplement stack that was like worth at least $150. And I'm talking with the guys, we're probably going to do that again for New Year's. So New Year's resolution time comes around, we'll get you a little extra help as well. Sign up, even if you are a current client, sign up for another contract, 3 months or more, twice a week, get you rocking and rolling.
Sweet.
Yep.
I like it.
Me too. It's good stuff.
Well, I hope people subscribe to the podcast, review, and I hope they reach out to you too, especially over the next month or so. It's going to be crazy, but hoping that we see everybody up here at the gym.
Yeah. Yep. Looking forward to see some new faces. If you guys need to get in contact with me, look up Relentless Fitness on Facebook or shoot me an email, relentlessfitnessllc@gmail.com. We can help with anything from weight loss, bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, getting you prepped for even if you're going to leave and go to a CrossFit gym. We have a guy that can teach you how to do the CrossFit movements. So we're very, very versatile. We can help in multiple different ways. So let us do that.
I love it. Thanks for letting me grill you over the last couple of episodes.
Dude, I appreciate it.
It was good. It's fun interview. Fun hearing about it.
Yeah, it's something I don't get to talk about a lot. I stay kind of quiet with like my whole business story and stuff. So it's nice to kind of get it out there.
Well, we got to have an in-depth helicopter episode as well.
Dude, yeah. We need to do a video podcast.
That would be sweet. Take me up.
Need to go down and fly.
I'll interview you while I'm terrified up in a helicopter.
Let's do it. Sweet. I'm down. All right, guys. Well, we hope that you learned something. Share this with some friends so that they can learn something too. We'll talk to you guys next week. And as always, stay relentless.